Not Pastor Eben's word. I am who it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can be who it says I can be. And I will have what it says I can have. Today, I will hear the word of God. I boldly declare that my mind is alert. My heart is receptive. My ears are open. And I better not go to sleep. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you for this time that we have to fellowship around your word. I thank you that your word is quick, it is powerful, it is sharper than any two-edged sword. I thank you, Father, that your word says that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. So, Lord, as your word is being imparted into your people, Holy Spirit, do what only you can do and cause this Logos word to be transformed into Rhema word so that our hearts can receive it and our lives can be the better because of it. And so I step back so you can use me to speak the oracles of God. And I thank you that no weapon formed against what will be spoken today will prosper in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody say amen. 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 God bless you. You may be seated. I've been using the whole month of June, which by the way, today is the last day in June, as a random message month. And although these messages have been random, I believe they've been inspired by God and they have been perfect for where we are in our lives and as a church. And so since this is the last Sunday, I felt led by God to share today's message because it perfectly fits with the rhythm of my pastoral life, but it also fits the rhythm of our church. And so if you're taking notes today or if you need the notes, raise your hands and our ushers will give you a copy. If you're watching us, you certainly want to download today's messages or the notes. But the message title is, It's Time to Rest. It's time to rest. And the goal of the message is to provide you with some biblical information on the purpose of what a Sabbath is, or in my case, what a sabbatical is. And prayerfully, this message will give you some revelation to understand the power of rest. Amen. So let me start before we jump into the message. About 14 years ago, I took my first sabbatical as a pastor. You know, I had biblical information on what a sabbatical was, but I did not have a revelation on the power of the Sabbath like I have today. And so I believe if you open up your heart to what I'm going to share today, it will transform your life. I believe it'll transform your family. I believe it'll transform your business. I believe it'll transform your finances. I believe it'll transform your physical body and your overall health if you get a hold of what I'm going to teach you today. So I only have 2 points, and so I'm going to jump right into it. The first point that we're going to have today is taking rest is a test. Everybody say taking rest is a test. So we're going to look in Genesis chapter 1 verses 31, and then we're going to jump into Genesis chapter 2. Remember now, the Bible was not written in chapters and verses. That's something that mankind did so that we could have organized reading. Basically, in Jesus' day, the word was a scroll. So it didn't have chapters and it didn't have verses. And so the reason I'm telling you this is because we're starting in chapter 2 of Genesis, but we're going to, in chapter 1, but we're going to bleed into chapter 2. So Genesis chapter 1 verse 31 says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Let me just say this. When God made you, he made you very good. And God don't need you to change you on how he made you, because he made you very good. Amen. In Genesis, it says, and in the evening and the morning was the sixth day. Now we're bleeding into Genesis 2, verse 1. It says, thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, everybody say the seventh day. On the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he did what, church? He did what? He rested on what day? He rested on the seventh day from all of his work which he had made. Watch verse 3. And God blessed the seventh day and he sanctified it, because that in it, in what? In that seventh day, he rested from how much? All of his work which he had created and he made. Now what I want to do is just kind of give definition and focus to some of the key words in this verse, because it's going to really help you when we move into point number 2. Now, when it said that God rested from the work he had made, the word work there, it means employment, business, occupation, and work. Everybody say employment, business, occupation, and work. The word rested there means, listen, to cease from labor. So really, Genesis 2 could read like this. And on the seventh day, God ended, that word ended means finished. God finished his business, he finished his employment, he finished his occupation, which he had made, and then he rested, or he ceased from labor on the seventh day from all of his business, employment, and his occupation. And God blessed the seventh day, he sanctified it. Watch this now, it's going to mention it again. Because that in it, he rested, or he ceased from labor from all of his work, his business, his employment, and his occupation, which he had made. Do you notice how many references it was to what God had stopped doing and then when he decided to do it? So here's a take-home statement that's going to relate to where I am and where we are as a church. Here's a take-home statement. A sabbatical is not rest from worship, but a rest from work. Thank you for that one clap and that one. That was good. That was good. Got one of those, one of each. I'm going to say it again. A sabbatical is not rest from worship, but a rest from work. Amen. So many believers lose what I call spiritual momentum. And in a lot of cases, they may even lose some spiritual disciplines when the summer comes, because they take a sabbatical from church. God didn't take a sabbatical from being God. Well, I guess I'm resting, so I'm gonna rest from being God. If God ever did that, we all in trouble. A sabbatical is rest from your work. It's not a rest from worship. And here's one of the reasons that I take a sabbatical. In fact, when I was encouraged to take a sabbatical, I didn't even know really what it was when it came to church setting. And it was like, you know, you take like a month off. I said, boy, if I take a month off, I won't have a church when I come back. Because in the African-American pastored church, sabbaticals is not something that we did. But I could see it clearly in the Bible. So I was like, wow. So prayed about it. So think about this. 14 years ago is when I did it. And here's what's interesting. At that time, it was a sabbatical of 4 weeks. It took me 2 weeks to stop thinking. Now, some of you all are going, well, Pastor, you taking a sabbatical from church. I should be able to take a sabbatical from church. You don't work for the church. I'm going to go back and read what is said. Listen, he ceased from labor, from business, employment, and occupation, not from where you serve. Right? So that's the reason that my break is in, and that's why I don't do speaking engagements, when I'm on sabbatical. Now, what I have done is stretched my sabbatical because it used to be 4 weeks, but I found myself in week 3 having to prepare to come back. In week 4, I was preparing myself to come back. So I lost a week because I had to study. So basically that's why I've gone to 5. So, and in this case, you know, God is so good because he used Italy to start my sabbatical off. Amen. But because I do this for a living, I have to now take a break. And I'm going to show you the advantages of taking a break in just a second, because some of you don't feel like you need to take a break. Amen. And some of you have not just lost spiritual momentum, but you've lost, watch this now, your fire, your candle, your light is dimming because your battery is low. You ever been on your phone and you have 2% left? And you're trying to get that last conversation in? Right? So the purpose of taking, you know, that day off, what is the purpose of God doing this on the 7th day? Because it really doesn't seem like it's a big deal. I mean, people like, you know, what's the big deal? Just because God took a day off doesn't mean we have to take a day off. Well, it's a big deal to God, and he wants us to make it a big deal to us, because he even put this in the original 10 commandments he gave. This is in Exodus chapter 20. I'm going to breeze through this. Exodus 20. And if you start in verse 1 through 17, it just talks about when God gave Moses these 10 commandments. And so, in verse 3, he starts out by saying, you shall have no other gods before me. My question to you is that commandment still good? Okay, all right. Look at verse 4. He says, you shall not have any graven images or likeness of anything that's in the heaven. In other words, no idols. Let me ask you a question. Is that still good? Yeah, all right. Let's look in verse 5. He says, you shall not bow down yourself to any of these false gods or serve them, because I'm a jealous God. Let me ask you a question. Is that still good? Remember when the devil was trying to get Jesus to bow down before him? He was trying to get Jesus to break one of the Ten Commandments. Well, that's still good. Well, look at now verse 7. He says, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Let me ask you a question, church. Is that still good? I think so too. Look in verse 9. He says, 6 days you will labor and all that work, but the seventh day, everybody say the seventh day. The seventh day is what kind of day? It's the Sabbath of the Lord. In that day, you shall not do what? Any work. Remember now, the context of work is employment, occupation, and business, right? He said, listen, he even went further and said, nope, I don't even want your son or your daughters. If you have folks working for you, your manservants or maidservants, he says, I don't even want your animals to work, your cattle, or even a stranger that lives within there. He says, verse 11, but in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that's in it, and he rested on what? The seventh day. Let me ask you a question. Is that still good too? But that ain't how we treat it. And this is why many people, and if you keep reading Exodus, it talks about honor your father and your mother. It talks about thou shalt not kill. It talks about thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. All of those are still good, right? So why is it that we treat the rest of them that as they're good, but when it comes to now having a Sabbath day, we don't honor that much? I believe we don't, because we don't understand the whole point of it. See, this one rest day, or this one day of rest, is so important to God that he kept it, or he put it in his, what I call, the top 10 commandments. So let's look at one more thing, because there's something I want you to notice that you may not have paid attention to when we were reading Genesis 2. it talks about how on the seventh day, God ended his work that he had made. Notice it didn't say on the seventh day, God slept. What did it say? What did he do? He rested. He didn't take a nap. He rested. Thank God he don't take a nap. You know, the Bible says we serve a God, he don't sleep nor slumbers. Well, thank God for that, because we got too much going on down here for God to take a nap on us. I want you to notice it didn't say he slept. It said he rested. It didn't even say, church, that God was tired. Because you don't have to be tired to rest. And that's what a lot of our problems are. We're not tired. So what's the use of resting? But God wasn't tired, and that's because he rested. No, it implies that God made a conscious decision to take one day out of the week to not work. So look at somebody right now and look at them and tell them, I'm being convicted right now. Now, this is why my point is, taking rest is the test. Because listen, church, because resting or taking a break from working one day out of the week is a test to see if we trust God to do what we can't do so he can do what he can do. Amen. Which now brings me to point number two, which is one of my main points, and that is, resting is a blessing. Everybody say, resting is a blessing. I'm about to show you something that you probably have never seen in the Bible, especially when it comes to the Sabbath. It says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, it says, and on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. He rested on the seventh day from all of his work which he had made. And then I want you to read this part with me, church. It says, and God blessed the seventh day. Let's read that again. And God blessed the seventh day. Read it one more time. And God blessed the seventh day. And as First Lady always says, may God add a blessing to the reading and the doers of his word. He blessed the seventh day. He sanctified it. Because that in it, he had rested from his work. Everybody say, resting is a blessing. So listen to this now. Listen. God actually put a blessing on the day he decided to rest. I'm going to say that again. God decided to put a blessing on the day he decided to rest. It's not that he blessed the rest of them. No, he says, you know what? I'm going to put a blessing on the day that I decided to rest, which means that there is a blessing on a day off if we choose to take it. And there's a blessing on that day that ain't on like the rest of the days. You say, well, Pastor, I don't know. Listen. There is a blessing in resting that you don't get while you're working. See, this word blessing is the same word in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Let me show you something now. This word blessing, it said that he blessed the seventh day. He blessed that seventh day. This word blessing shows up in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Watch what it says. And this is when God spoke this to mankind. It says in verse 28, and God blessed them. There's that same word. Well, let's see what he blessed them to do. He blessed them. And he said he blessed them to be fruitful, he blessed them to multiply, and he blessed them to replenish the earth. He blessed them to subdue it, and he also blessed them to have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air. He gave them dominion on every living thing, and let me add, over every dead thing. If you're following us on Instagram, you'll see why I said that. There was a big tarantula that was on our porch yesterday. But it says that God blessed them to be fruitful. He blessed them to multiply. He blessed them to replenish the earth. So listen, church. So the blessing of fruitfulness, multiplication, and replenishing has been put on that day of rest. Did y'all get that? In other words, what I'm saying to you, when he told mankind, I want you to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, that blessing of fruitfulness, multiplication, and being replenished is, watch this, it has been reserved for that seventh day. So the blessing of fruitfulness and multiplication and replenishing has been put on that day. Watch this. The blessing of conception and birthing has been put on that day. I don't know about you. You say, well, Pastor, I ain't trying to have no kids right now. I ain't either. But that doesn't mean I still don't need God to birth some things in my life, to conceive some things in my life. And this word blessing shows up again in Genesis chapter 17. Let's see how it's referenced. It says, and God said to Abraham, as for Sarah, your wife, you shall not call her Sarah, but Sarah shall her name be, verse 16, watch this word, bless or blessing, and I will do what, church? I will bless. That word bless is the same word blessing. When he says he blessed the Sabbath day, well, let's see now what this blessing involves. He says, I'm going to bless her. I'm going to give her a son. I'm going to bless her and she will become the mother of nations and kings of people. Here's what I'm saying is the blessing of conception and the blessing of birthing is included when God said, I'm going to bless the seventh day. So that means now if I participate in this day of blessing or this day of resting, if I participate now, I'm in line for some things to be conceived and birthed in my life. But many of us, we don't participate in this seventh day of rest. So Pastor, my job ain't going to let me off. Well, I'm going to talk to you at the end. And then those of you who have the day off, but you still work. So just look at your neighbor and say, he ain't talking to nobody in here. No, because you can be off and still choose to work. Well, Pastor, that's the best time for me to get something done. People not knocking on my door, coming in my office. My phone ain't ringing. People ain't asking me questions. That's the best time for me to get some work. Well, my question to you is, when are you going to rest on the seventh day? Because on that seventh day, there's a blessing. There's a blessing of fruitfulness. There's a blessing of multiplication. There's a blessing of replenishing. There's a blessing of conception. There's a blessing of birthing. Do you want to miss all of that just because you need some peace in the office? Listen to this. Here's one more blessing. God has put the blessing, watch this is so good, of greatness on that day of rest as well. In Genesis chapter 17 verse 20, we're going to see this word blessing again. He was talking about Ishmael and Isaac, and this is what he said about Ishmael, who he had by way of his servant. It says, and God was saying, and as for Ishmael, he says, I've heard you. He says, behold, I have blessed him. Blessed too. God is saying, I have blessed Ishmael. And because I have blessed him, watch this church, I will make him what? Fruitful. And I will do what? Multiply him exceedingly. And then he says, I'm going to cause, by way of this blessing, 12 princes shall come out of him. And he says, and because of this blessing, I'm going to make him a great nation. I'm saying to you, church, that in that seventh day, that Sabbath day, that day of rest, if you will let it, God can make you great while you rest. God can do some things on that one day that it took you 365 days to do. Say amen to that. And I have yet to read where God put a blessing on the day of hustle. I've yet to read that. Jalen, I've never seen where it says, thou shall bless the day of hustle. Every day I'm hustling. Every day. Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. I'm trying to show you the shortcut to a blessing. And see, some of y'all don't get it. Y'all don't do it. That's why you don't have a day off. You're hustling. And I'm saying to you, put your faith in the seventh day blessing. Put your faith in what God said he will do in that seventh day and for that seventh day. Because if he said all of this can happen by way of me resting on that day, then it's just best for me to get in line with it. So then let's close by talking about the benefits of resting. What are the benefits of resting? Here's the first one. I'm only going to give you like three or four of them for time's sake. Here's number one. Resting proves that I trust God to get done what I didn't have time to do. I'm going to say that again. Resting proves that I trust God to get done what I didn't have time to do. I have learned when it's time for me to go on sabbatical. I have learned to not think about all the stuff that I could be getting done while I'm off. Because if I do that, I might as well don't be off. Because my mind is going to be occupied on what I could be doing instead of just trusting God to do it. And you know what's interesting? In almost all of those years, my church grew while I was gone. It's like God saying, I don't need you. I'm just using you. Right? And resting proves that I trust God to do that. Which means now the opposite means not resting proves that I don't trust God. You say, well, Pastor Evan, I'm a single mother. I got three kids and none of their baby daddies. Yeah, somebody say, oh, he talking to me? Yes. I'm not getting no child support. Ain't it in the Bible that says God don't help others who don't help themselves? No, that ain't in the Bible. Because the Bible says while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So resting proves that I trust God. And see, you know, I've done a lot of pre-work. This is a commercial. This wasn't in the announcements. I am the live announcement right now. Okay, here's the live announcement. I've done a lot of work to line up some amazing people to speak to us in July. Don't stay at home. Don't stay at home. No, because if God has assigned by way of his word for me to be, to experience the Sabbath or sabbatical. And you know, I'm going to break that down for you because you say, well, I can't be off no month or whatever. No, we talking about God didn't take a month off. He took a day. Right? But I've got some amazing people. Y'all want me to tell y'all who the first speaker is? Pastor Jomo. Y'all remember Pastor Jomo? Yeah, from Florida. He is building an amazing building. It's crazy. But anyway, Pastor Jomo is our first speaker. And if First Lady and I are in town, you'll see us in church, you know. I'm still a Christian. Right? Now, I might stay at home like some of y'all want one Sunday or something, you know. So anyway, here's benefit number two. Number one was resting proves that I trust God to get done what I didn't have time to get done. Here's number two. Resting shows that I am in faith when working shows that I'm in unbelief. Oh man, I'm going to say it again. Resting shows that I'm in faith when working shows that I'm in unbelief. In other words, what I'm saying is Refusing to rest is equivalent to refusing to believe. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 1, watch this. It's a lot of reading, but I'm going to try to cut through it. It says, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left of us of entering to his rest. Stop right there, because we've been talking about the principles, the protocol, and the promises of God. Well, one of the promises that God has made us is for us to enter into his rest. There is a rest that God wants us to enter into. So Hebrews chapter 4, he's talking about that. So he says to everybody, let us therefore fear or be reverent, lest a promise that have being left us of entering into his rest, any of us seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as to them. But the word preached did not profit them, because they did not mix the word with faith when they heard it. Verse 3. For we which have believed, watch this church, do enter into what? Rest. See, when you trust and you believe, you're going to rest. He says, as he said, as I've sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spoke in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise. And God did rest the what? Seventh day from what? All, here we go. Here's this reference again in the New Testament, verse 5. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remains that some must enter therein. And they to whom it was first preached entered not in. Why? Because of their unbelief. And again, he limited a certain day, and he said in about David, today, after so long, as it is said, today, if you hear my voice, don't harden your heart. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterwards have spoken of another day? Verse 9, there remains therefore a rest to the people of God. God wants you to rest. Everybody say, God wants me to rest. It says, there remains therefore a rest to the people of God, for he that has entered into his rest has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us therefore labor to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. And what he's saying is, if you and I choose to exercise this Sabbath, we're showing that we believe and we trust. But if we feel like we got to get it done, Pastor, I got to do it. I only have one day in this church, and I volunteer at church, so I don't get a whole lot done on Sunday. I got to do this. No, well, let's go back to it and say, you know what, God, I'm going to trust that the blessing that you put on that seventh day outweighs anything that my natural hands could have done. Which now brings us to the last one, and that is, resting shows that we desire to obey God. You know, sometimes God wants to do some things that you couldn't have done, so he can get credit and glory. See, a lot of times we give God glory, but we took credit. Yeah, I got this promotion. Yeah, I did this. And yeah, I had to look up this. I did some research and this and this. And I presented this. And they gave me a promotion. Praise God. That's how we do. We give God glory, but we took credit. Well, sometimes God wants to do some stuff that all he wanted you to do was rest. See, that way all you can say is, this is the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in my eye. It's when could nobody get credit or glory, because when you look up at and see it, it's like only God could have done that. So how do we apply the word today? Because see, summertime and we're in the midst of it. But if we don't watch it, we'll make summertime hustle time. Every day I'm hustling, every day, yep. Oh, I got, especially if you're a teacher. How many educators we have in the room? Educators, you know, and if you're a teacher, you get so many. See, even teachers get a sabbatical. You know, they get, how many months is it? A couple of months? 2 months? 3? 2? Ooh, okay. Got some trauma there, don't we? Okay, well, that's still 60 days, right? You got 2 months. And see, some of y'all are going, shoo, I'm going to schedule my side hustle. I can do this and work this and make this much money on top of this. Yeah, you can do all of that. And you know what? You're going to be tired by the time school system start. And then you look up and that money gone. So what's the first thing we got to do? Number one, get in agreement with God's word about the Sabbath. Get in agreement with his word in your heart first. Just say, you know what, Lord, Pastor, that's right. I want to rest. Cause see, some of you, I'm talking to somebody right now. It's like I'm reading minds or reading a mind, but there's a person right now. You're contemplating Ubering. Right? This is so funny. When I be seeing this stuff, I can't describe it. One day I'm going to see if I can like journal or like describe how these thoughts be coming. Right? But somebody's contemplating Ubering. And you already have a wick of time. Just a little bit. But you're trying to figure it out. I'll just Uber and do this. Well, why don't you take a Sabbath day and let God do everything he said he was going to do to bless that day? Why don't you watch him do that instead of you Ubering all over town? Now, I ain't telling you not to Uber. I'm just saying. Look at your neighbor and say, he ain't talking to nobody in here. Here's number two. Exercise your faith and go ask to be off on the day. If you got a job and they got you working every day, exercise your faith and go ask them to be off. Can I? Listen, go to them. Just go to your boss and say, listen, I need to be off one day. They said, well, why? Well, number one, my pastor taught on the Sabbath day and God took one day to rest. You know, you ever read the Bible? And it said that God worked for 6 days and he took the seventh day off. If God needed to take a day off, I need a day off. I'll be a better Christian. I'll be a better worker too if you let me off. Ask. Cause see, some of y'all suffer in silence. You should suffer. If you haven't opened up your mouth to ask, you should suffer. Amen. Here's number three. Y'all didn't take that one well. No, because sometimes we feel like, well, if God put it on their heart, then they would just, no. Listen, ask and it shall be given. So if we have to ask God for stuff, you definitely going to have to ask man for some stuff. So ask him to get off. He said, well, Pastor, what if they say no? Well, let them know. If they come back and say this, well, you know what? I can't do that right now. I say, okay, well, I'll come back in a month and ask you. Be like Pharaoh. Well, how many times did Moses go to Pharaoh? No, I'll be back in a month and check it. And during that month time, be praying, saying, Lord, open up a door. Put some favor on them. And then come back in a month, say, oh, okay, I just wanted to check in with you. I really like to have a day off during the week. Keep going back until they say, if you come back to me one more time, I'm going to fire you. That's when you stop. Here's number three. Take that day to rest from work and ask God to cause the manifested blessings that I just taught you on the front end. All of those things that happened that he said, this is what he said he blessed the seventh day. All of those blessings, Lord, I want to see those blessings manifested in my life. Can you believe that today? Did you receive that? Give the Lord a hand clap if you did. So Father, I thank you that the word will never return void. You always do your part. It's just a matter of us doing our part. You've already blessed the Sabbath day. You blessed that day that we've decided to be off. But I pray today, God, that this message will activate people's faith to believe that there's a greater blessing on that seventh day than there was in all these other work days. And Father, it's really designed for us to trust you to bless us. when we can't even bless ourselves. And so I pray that every barrier that will keep people back from receiving the word and believing the word, Lord, we cancel that today, and I thank you for a rest coming over this congregation. Because there are some people, God, who are dealing with medical issues when their issue really is their body needs rest. And so, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus for blood pressures regulating. I thank you, Father, for blood sugar levels regulating. I thank you, Father, for issues that are in people's bodies that are issues because of lack of rest. Lord, I speak rest to them. And I thank you for their healing in Jesus' name. Amen. With every head still bowed, if you died today and you're not sure you go to heaven, I want to pray for you.